Hi, I'm Lauren Sherman, the host of Fashion People. I love fashion, obviously, but shopping for fashion online is kind of annoying. There's endless scrolling, my size is always out of stock, and I can't actually find what I want. No one has really made this work for me. That is until List. Instead of browsing different stores one by one, on List you can see and shop all of the best fashion. List is the secret shopping weapon now used by all my most stylish, cool, and in-the-know friends. Don't shop around. Join 200 million fashion shoppers, including me, on list.com. That's L-Y-S-T. Or download the List app on the App Store today.
I'm Sandra, and I'm just the professional your small business was looking for. But you didn't hire me because you didn't use LinkedIn Jobs. LinkedIn has professionals you can't find anywhere else, including those who aren't actively looking for a new job, but might be open to the perfect role, like me.
In a given month, over 70% of LinkedIn users don't visit other leading job sites. So if you're not looking on LinkedIn, you'll miss out on great candidates like Sandra. Start hiring professionals like a professional. Post your free job on linkedin.com/recommend today.
Here comes Roger Goodell. All right.
Let's go.
And down the hatches.
Wide receiver.
Here's the pick.
With the 22nd pick in the 2022 NFL Draft, the Green Bay Packers select Quay Walker, linebacker, Georgia.
You're the man, Jacob Morley. You are the man.
Please, God.
6'3", 3/4", 241. God. All right, so tell us all about Quay Walker. Please, Jacob Morley, go ahead.
Oh, my God.
Well, I hope you know, for years and years and years, the Packers have screamed for an inside linebacker. Now they got two. I'm stunned, guys.
Do we have a first round grade on this guy?
Yeah, he's good. He's a good player. He's a good player. Like, don't get me wrong. Draft good players. Quay Walker is a very good football player. Packers fans are going to freak out because he's not a wide receiver. He's not an edge. He's a guy that we have talked about at a devalued position for years and years and years. But
he had 20 quarterback pressures in 2021.
Stop.
Yeah, I think that might be the thing, right? I think he could potentially be a guy that's going to play inside and outside. So they may look at him as an edge. They really might. And he can cover a little bit too. He could be a guy that they come in and just jack of all trades type guy that they want to get on the field. You know, the thing last year with Chris Barnes is when he's on the field and if it's a passing situation, teams are looking for 51. Where is 51? That's where I'm going with the ball. And so the Packers might be IDing that and saying, like, we want to eliminate that. We just don't want teams to be able to pass on us. And that is kind of maybe what they're doing with this pick. You know, am I surprised that he's the guy? Absolutely surprised, but that's kind of what Green Bay does.
We got another trade here at 23. AR, what do you got on this trade here with Buffalo now moving into 23?
Yeah, I'm going to be honest. I'm taking calls. I have no idea.
Yeah, so Buffalo, thanks for the good insight. I'm just joking with him. 23 is now the Buffalo Bills. So now the Packers are at 28. Does this give us any insight on what the heck they're going to do at 28, or are we more confused now than ever, Jacob Morley?
I'm pretty confused. I'm pretty confused.
We are.
All right, we'll call you back. Thank you very much. There he is, all Jacob right, Morley. Stunned. Follow him on Twitter at Jacob Morley. But it's a Georgia guy. Are we happy it's a top program? I mean, they're going to have all these guys in the first round. Does that make you feel better?
Are you asking me?
Yeah, man.
No, man.
It's a big program, right? I thought we want big program,
man,
guys.
Steve, you don't even like to pick.
It is what
it
is.
You don't even like to pick, Steve.
It's fine.
And I know you. You wanted a defensive player, but you're even scratching your head on this.
No, this wasn't the guy. But again, you know, if this is going to be the third rotational guy, and he's going to rotate in with Barnes and Devondre Campbell, and he's going to play inside and outside in games, and you're going to kind of have to account for him wherever he is if you're the quarterback, I think that could be very intriguing because – there aren't many guys that can do both, Gary. And he's 6'3", 3/4". He's almost 6'4", Gary. I mean, he's a big dude.
Well, I think you throw him outside. So, there you go. And you can play him inside. So,
real talk,
that's what Za'Darius Smith did for you as well.
Now, what happens if they take Devin Lloyd, the inside linebacker from Utah, the next pick? Let's go to Mike the Painter. You're next on the Green and Gold Draft Show, presented by Q Club of Wisconsin. Did you like the pick, Mike?
Good evening, guys. Yeah, I didn't think they were going to take them with this pick. I thought we would get them at 28, but that's what I was telling you guys before. I like the guy. I like him. He's a run stuffer. He sheds blocks really well. He's from a big school, but I thought we'd go defensive lineman first, but no, I'm happy.
One call, one person liking the pick. Very good. Let's go to Eric in New Berlin. You're next here on the Green and Gold Draft Show. What's up, Eric?
Oh, hey, what's up, Spark? What's up, Gary?
Hey, what's up, Bob?
What do you think of Quay Walker?
Honestly, don't know a ton about it. I was hoping for Dax and Hill. He's from Michigan here now. And then at 28, looking for Christian Watson.
Both still there.
Yeah, that's true. A little odd there, but obviously Georgia's stacked, and they're a top premier program, so hopefully we got a good player there.
I think there's something to that. Thanks for the call. It seems like this is more of a Goody thing. Was it as much a Ted thing taking guys from big schools, Gary? Because it kind of feels like that's the way Goody has kind of leaned since he's taken over.
No, you're right. Goody has gone with big school guys. No, you're right about that. If you're noticing that, and with name programs, so I think you're seeing a trend that you have seen a trend that's a little bit different. It's not the East Mississippi State at Community College. I think they've kind of gotten away from it. It appears to me.
All right, let's go to Cornelius in Indianapolis. You're next here on the Green and Gold Draft Show. What's up, Cornelius?
Yo, let's go! I love it.
He wanted a linebacker, yeah.
I love it. You hear me? No. So this guy, if you watch Georgia, he's kind of like a rotational guy, but you can line him up anywhere. And since Joe Barry's a linebacker guy, I'm thinking that they want to move him around. I'm not saying he's Clay Matthews, but he has the athletic trait to line up inside, cover the slot. He actually covered the slot at Georgia. If you go and watch some film, and he does it well, just like Campbell does. So I'm thinking they're going to use him as a situational pass rusher off the edge, maybe blitz, maybe use him as a overhang linebacker. And I love it. That's all I got.
All right. Thanks for the call. We knew he was going to like it. He's always about linebackers. So that's the one thing. All right, we'll come back, take more of your reaction. Quay Walker, the linebacker from Georgia to the Packers. They still pick at 28, so don't go anywhere.
They
have another chance to maybe get a wide receiver for most of you Packer fans and what you like. Back after this. It is the Green and Gold Draft Show.
Okay, picture this. It's Friday afternoon when a thought hits you. I can spend another weekend doing the same old whatever, or I can hop into my all-new Hyundai Santa Fe and hit the road. With available H-Track all-wheel drive and three-row seating, my whole family can head deep into the wild. Conquer the weekend in the all-new Hyundai Santa Fe. Visit HyundaiUSA.com or call 562-314-4603 for more details. Hyundai, there's joy in every journey.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance, too, with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.